Kermit some ramen today to make fun of the rabbit. So one of the things they made fun of is that usually sugyas take more than one day. I don't know what's on the tape credit, but usually sugyas take more than one day. So they went back in time to the last 40 sugyas, I think, that we learned. And every single time we have the second day of the sugya, I say, so we left off yesterday with. So I think every time we start shahir, I say, we left off last week with. So I don't know if you want to go back to trivia for 40 shirim, but that was the most kind of thing. Okay, so the nice amount of lines we left off last week, we were started discussing the Gemara of Maseches Kiddushin. And the Gemara talks about the inability of a katan to be zoicha. Mark quotes a pasuk from Pesach: "Vichu ish sel beisavos sel bayis ish zoicha v'yin katan zoicha." So we show him through a curveball at us and say, "Wait a second! It makes it sound like it's a pasuk exerts a kosher, it's a chiddush. It's a davar posh and ad ma'ir. And how can a katan be zoicha? Katan is a labar das. Katan misvar can't make any kinyan. How can you even think that a katan should make kinyanim? So why do we need a pasuk to teach me this for? We could have figured it out all on our own." So we took 20 steps back, you know, trying to understand what a katan can or cannot do. And once we understand what a katan can or cannot do, we svara, then we can try to figure out what the world of pasuk is addressing. So in the process of trying to explore what a katan can or cannot do in the realm of kinyanim, Taisus in Maseches Sanhedrin, Maseches Gittin, led us down the following path, that there are two different types of kinyanim. There's a kinyan that has a das echers machne, and there's a kinyan that's lacking a das echers machne. The kinyan that has a das machne is matono. I give you something. There's a das moicher, there's a das machne. So in a situation where there's a das machne and das moicher, so Tosfos shows you from a few gemaras that they think that a katan can be zocha min haTorah. So I can give a katan a matana mit deraisa. They dove up a gemara tzedad in samachas, and dove up a gemara kitten daf samachdalid, put together a gemara tzuka daf membop, but they got an array of marim kermis, and Tosfos developed this whole theory, this whole idea, that yes, there is a concept of being machne something to a child, even on love of deraisa, provided there's a das machne. The only time the Mishnah, the Gemara in Gittin, says that a katan can't be zoich on things, min haTorah, that's in the absence of das eches machne, such as picking up an aveda. If a katan walks to the street and he finds that there's a couple of coins on the floor and he picks it up, so the Mishnah says, that's not gezeila. If I take it away from him, that's not called gezeila, because it was never really zoich in the first place. Why wasn't he zoich? Because a katan doesn't have the ability to be zoich. Abi just got finished saying he does. The answer is, Taisus, in a matana there's das eches machne, and in a metziah there is none. So that distinction between das ches machne and not das ches machne, so other Rishonim already discovered that distinction in other sugyas, related sugyas. That was what we left off last week in terms of the Gemara Maseches Gittin. There's a Rashba Maseches Gittin that proves to you from the sugya and the Chof and Gittin that the same exists even if the recipient is a gadol, but the recipient doesn't even understand what's going on. He doesn't even chap that he's making a kinyan. So the Gemara Gittin seems to imply that as long as I, the machne, know that I'm transferring ownership, it's not all that important that he, the kind, understands what's going on. In contrast to the finding of Dovshal Hefker, Mitzia, the person who walks in the street and picks up something, doesn't even realize that he's doing a Kinyan, so that's nothing. So how do we explain that discrepancy? Do you need Das Kind or not? So the answer is, once again, when there's a Das Machna, then you don't. When there is a Das, when there's a Das Machna, then you don't need Das Kind. When there's no Das Machna, then you wouldn't need Das Kind. So we have two different examples. Tosfos in Sanhedrin was walking down the path of a katan. The Rashba in Gittin was walking down the path of a lakech that doesn't understand, not chapping, not even cognizant of what's going on. But the common denominator between both of those sugyas is this fundamental distinction, a love of the araisa, called das ches machne. That was just it was back into a scheme of things for this week. But again, we still got a while to go to look at the Kiddush Daf Mem Beis. But what we discovered last week, in a sense, was the what. We didn't discover the why. We saw Raya's from Gemara, from Taiz and Rashba's, and a whole array of sugyas to differentiate between the two cases, but conceptually, do we really understand it? Why should that be so? It's almost like a Maman of Shach. We're in a little bit of a corner. Do you require Das Kainan? Make up your mind. Tell me bottom line. Does the halacha require the institution of Das Kainan? Das Makne, there's no question we require. That nobody ever suggested. I always tell the Bacham and the Shiva, what do we call the kinyan without Das Makne?
Zayla.
There you go. That's right. That's, I asked them the question again today, they got it right. Okay? So Gezeila. So there's no question that you require Das Makne. But is it really necessary to have Das Kona? It's a very important thing. The answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. When there's a Das Makne, yeah. When there's no Das Makne, I'm sorry, when there's Das Makne, you don't need Das Kona. And if there is, then you don't. The whole thing doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So the simple reading of the Rambam in the Perchav Tesach, if I'm not mistaken, the simple reading of the Rambam is that, of course you need Das Kainah. There is Shaila. Every kid takes two to tango. You need das machne, you need das kenne. The only thing is that when you have a machne, the machne can supply the das on behalf of the kenne. How can you do that? What kind of strange principle is that? I can do something on your behalf. How in the world can I do something to you? If the halacha really requires das kenne, so the hecha takes it that the machne is going to represent the kenne. The answer is, well, we have precedent for that halacha. We call it zachar yadam shal b'fanav. Zachar shal b'fanav means very simply, I could pick up this, I want to give this sefer as a gift to Reuven. Reuven's not here. So I say to Shimon, do me a favor. Pick this up and have in mind to be zachar b'fanav of Reuven. It's a mishnayis, the favor. Of course that works. Zachar shal b'fanav. So comes the Ram and says, just as you say zachar yadam shal b'fanav on the etzem ha-matana, on the etzem ha-maisekinyin, you can also say zachar shal b'fanav on the Das Kinyan, that here I give this item to the Kotan. Now the Kotan can do a Maisa Kinyan, he can pick up the item physically, but he can't supply Das Kinyan. Or if I give him a Tana to someone, the other guy doesn't even know what he's doing. He's picking up, he's going through the motion, so he's doing a Maisa Kinyan, but he's not supplying the proper Das Kinyan. He's not cognizant to supply Das Kinyan. So who's going to provide the Das Kinyan? It's like the Rambam, the Machna is going to provide it. And this is going to be a subcategory of the general heading called Zach Nanish Lulufanov. So what's the problem with this? What's the problem with this application of the Rambam? Is this really a correct application? Is it an accurate presentation of Zach Nanish Lulufanov? What's bizarre about this Zach Nanish Lulufanov? Very, very strange. It's a very, very strange application of Zach Nanish Lulufanov. The
person's there or the cousin's there, it looks.
Right, well, so Shalom Afanov doesn't only mean physically now, but it means Halach and Shalom Afanov also. And I said, imagine I want to give Danny this sefer as a gift. So I can give it to Stephen. I can say, pick it up, please, on behalf of Danny. That's one way of doing it. Well, I'll do it even easier. What do I need you for? I need you for this. Here's the sefer in my right hand, and I turn around with my right hand to my left hand, and I say, do me a favor, please. Danny's a good old friend of mine, Rivdo boy. Please pick up the sefer on behalf of Danny. Why does everyone think that's a litzonus? The Gemara says that's mamash litzonus. How do I know it's a litzonus? The Mishnah says that when you do zach l'nishlo b'fanov, you have to give it to somebody who's not samach ha-shulchan avicha. It's not samach ha-shulchancha. If I give it to my kid, if I give it to my wife, or I give it to my eved or something, if I give it to somebody who's the same as me, yad, my child, was like my yad, my wife's like my yad, my eved's like my yad, so it didn't even leave my hand. So what's for zach l'nishlo b'fanov? That's no good. So madach, I can't give it to somebody who is halachically like an extension of me. Kavachomer, I can't give it to me myself. The Torah didn't even bother talking about it. It was a big joke. We would laugh if somebody would say such a thing. So obviously the ABCs of not being able, of Zechiah is, I have to give it to a third party to represent the Makabalos and Matan. I can't give it to myself. What's the problem talking about? How in the world can the Moicher represent the Koineh and invoke the principle of Das Chesma and invoke the principle of Zachar Shal B'Fanav?
Is it the fact that you're giving it to a third party that's effective, or is it the fact that you're transferring it out of your own
rishos? Okay. So let's back up for a second. It's a milsa de pshita admoid. It's a double portion admoid that Zechiah requires a third party. It means Mishnayis and Erevin, but see it, not even Mishnayis. About the Zechiah requires a third party. But Yesh Lach, why is that so Muslim Pshita? Let's see if we can break down that halacha itself, that obvious halacha that you require third party. What's wrong with the model of handing from a right hand to the left hand? So I can say in one of two ways. I can understand the chisar, the deficiency, in handing it from Reuven's right hand to Reuven's left hand in one of two ways. What are the two different ways?
I'm leaving your shos.
Well, so what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
If you're going to give it over to someone else, you have to do something else. It has to be a process. So
let's hear a toot study. I want two different studies. You're halfway in one time.
My son and Das.
So wherein lies the chisaron? Is the chisaron almost like a technical chisaron? Namely, a whole point of a kinyan is supposed to be a yitzia mishusai and a knisa lishusachay. That's the goal of the kinyan. If you think about it, most of the kinyanim have that dual theme to them. I come over to you and I say, listen, I want to give you this sefer, please pick it up. So you pick up the sefer, so that's when I gave you rishus to pick it up, I'm pulling myself away, and you are picking it up is symbolic of kinesa lishus. Or if it's an animal, you take the animal for a little walk out on the street, so that's a mishicha, that's a symbolic kinesa lishus. Or if I hand you over the reins of the animal, it's a mesira, All these kinyanim are all symbolic gestures of a kinyan lishuso. There are certain kinyanim that are mamish fitfully a kinyan chotzer, kinyan. Then you have other kinyanim that are different parashim gamri, kesef, chalipa, and those are legamri, different types of kinyanim. But most of the physical kinyanim that relate to the ches itself are basically this idea of almost like a watered down, something like a symbolic representation of a kinyan lishuso. Like Moshe Lot Davidoyme, when a person gets married, so they have to make kiddushin and they have to make nisuin. Everybody agrees that fundamentally what Nisuin is a Knis L'Shus Abal. That's what the whole goal of Nisuin is. What do you have to do? You have to literally move into the same apartment together. So according to many Rishonim, no. You have to symbolically go to a Yichud room together, symbolically stand on a chuppah together, go up a deck together, throw a talus over the heads together. Do some kind of a statement that declares we are hereby B'Nichnas L'Chad Rishus. So this parsha of Kinyanim, the whole notion of Kinyanim, the Raisim, the Rabbanon, are all based on the same Yisoid, that we're trying to almost mimic this idea of a Knis L'Shus. Since Knis L'Shus is so critical, I understand why it doesn't make any sense for me to hand over from the right hand to the left hand. What kind of Knis L'Shus was that? It didn't go anywhere. It can't be Nichnas to Yerim L'Shus until it's Yoytze from the other guy's L'Shus. So it could be that the reason why Zechiyah doesn't work with such a bizarre scenario of handing it from Reuven's right hand to his left hand, as felt in the Maisa Kinyan. That's a chesed in the Etzem Maisa Kinyan. Is that the pshat? What is pshat? No. The reason why Zechiyah doesn't work from Reuven's right hand to Reuven's left hand, the reason why you need a third party is that that's part of the rules of Zechiyah. Zach and Yerim Shalom Befana means that somebody else has to come and join us. Somebody else has to represent us. Somebody else has to be here. I can't, the whole notion of Zechiyah doesn't make any sense. It's not just a technical chisaron in the Maisa Kinyan that undermines the very concept of Zechiyah itself. So minor for you. At the end of the day, it's not going to work. At the end of the day, no matter what, if I want to give Danny the safe, I've got to give it to Reuven. I can't just hand it from my right hand to the left hand. Who cares whether it's a chisaron in the parish of Zechiyah or whether it's a chisaron in the parish of Zechiyah? No, what's enough, Kinyan?
Give it to someone who can't be... who's not like his own rishus, but it's not your rishus.
So let's try to bring it down to this case. This case of the Rambam, that I'm giving a gift to a kohen, or I'm giving a gift to someone who doesn't chap what's going on, the Rambam's invoking the principle of zochin yonim shalom b'fonav. What is the zochin being done on? Every kinyan requires a maisa kinyan and a das kinyan. Which aspect is zochin being done on here? Is it being done on the maisa kinyan?
No.
The guy himself is doing the maisa kinyan. The Kotlin's here. A Kotlin can do a Maisa Kinyan. A Kotlin can't provide the Az Kinyan. The other guy doesn't know what's flying. He's 35 years old. He's been doing a Maisa Kinyan. He doesn't know what's going on. It's Chosel of the Az Kinyan. So comes the Rambam and says that B'med Devar Mamurim, that Zoch Lam Shlom Afanav requires a third party. That's when you're trying to get a Maisa Kinyan to be done on behalf of Pliny. You can't go ahead and hand it from one hand to the next because that's not called the Maisa Kinyan. But if the lavachi, anyway, you're doing a proper Maisa Kinyan, you're giving it to the kotan, you're giving it to the person who doesn't know what's flying. We just have to invoke the principle of zochin in order to overcome the obstacle of that chisar, that deficiency in Das Kinyan. Das Kinyan, I could serve as a zeichel also. I could wear two hats. I could be the makle, the kind, I could do Das makle, Das kind, everything's hunky dory. So the chayr, according to the Rambam, will come out an interesting idea that Das makle so is in effect a subcategory of zochin. It's a funny kind of a zochin. It's the mishur dikha zochin. It's the strange zochin. It's the zochin on das, albeit not a zochin on a mice. So that seems to be the way the Rambam presents it. Comes to Ktzois and quotes the Rambam. Chilus Kov, the Heilige Rambam, Zok to Ktzois, have to disagree. That's not what's going on. That's not what the Das Chesmachnas is all about. What is Das Chesmachnas all about, says the Ktzois? The very premise of the Rambam, Tzitzis claims, is not correct. What was the premise of the Rambam? That every kinyan requires three things. It requires a Maisa kinyan, it requires Das Makne, and it requires Das Koine. Says Tzitzis, it's not true. Every kinyan requires two things. It requires a Maisa kinyan, that's for sure. And now it gets a little bit tricky. It requires Das Makne. If and when there's a machne, if there's a davar shel hefke, there's no machne. But if there's a machne around, then we insist you have to have das machne. If you don't have das machne, that's tantamount to gezeila. Zot b'ktzois, there's no halacha, there never was, never will be, there's no din of das kodeh. Vi shteit in halacha, you need das kodeh. The Torah says, "Umachem v'chisimku v'imkum." Umachem v'chizosai. If you don't have das machlin, you have gezeila. Where does it say that the coin has to be aware, the cognizant has to be having kavanim kolzuman to be clean? There's no such thing. As long as a ma'aseh kinyan was done and a das machlin was supplied, everything is gebaldi. Everything is on kiddush. Everything is gebaldi. What's the kasha miktos? What's the bomb kasha miktos? So he says, telling you a story, you don't need das kinyan. What's the problem?
And a katan will work.
Why can't a katan be zaychem in a hefker? A katan finds a mitzvah. Why can't it be zaychem in a mitzvah in a Torah?
There's no machna there.
But we just got finished telling there's no requirement for das kinyan.
When there is no.
So now we really have to walk a tightrope. This is the after make sure no fall off the edge of the tightrope. L'chora, what the Ketos is driving at is as follows. Every kinyan requires a ma'aseh kinyan. And every kinyan requires das. I have to make up a new term now. Requires das kinyan. A kinyan that's not accompanied by das, or somebody who's a bar das, is just devar bi'alma. Just people picking up items, animals walking, taking shpatzias in the street. That's not a kinyan. Every kinyan has to be accompanied by das kinyan. Who can provide the das kinyan? You don't need. I never said das kinyan. I never ever said no das kinyan. If there's a makna. Of course you need that machne, otherwise you have a gezeila. So whenever you have a machne, he is expressing das kinyan. He is representing, he is the das kinyan. In the absence of a machne, then we have a pickle. Because in the absence of a machne, there's only one person available who can supply that. I can't supply that. I'm a stranger, I'm a third, I can't supply das. The only person who can supply das and a zeichen and a veda is the zeichen and a veda. The person who found the money in the street, he picks it up, of course he has to provide das. If he doesn't provide das, so that's tantamount to a ma'aseh kinyan. Without das kinyan, is gone. She's mamish dvar b'teilu. So says the Ketzos, when you have a das chesmachna, so the reason why you get away without das kinyan has nothing to do with what the Rambam said that the machna is representing the kinyan. The machna is not representing anybody. When you have a das machna, you never needed a das kinyan. In the absence of a das machna, then you need a das kinyan. So when all the dust settles, both. The Ketzos and the Rambam both apply into the Stoisis. Again, not everyone agrees to the Stoisis, but within the Shittas of Stoisis, the Daskas, Makos, and Works in the Torah, we have two radically different approaches. Either it's linked into the subcategory of Zochin, it's working with the rules of Zochin, albeit a little bit of a watered-down Zochin, it's a Zochin on the on Das, not Zochin on the Maisa. According to the Ketzos, there's nothing under the sun to do with Zochin. Absolutely nothing.
How would the Ketzos explain if the recipient rejected the gift?
Well, if the recipient mamash was that, there's another klal. You can't give a gift to somebody beyond korcha. That's a different halacha. You can't force a guy to collect to accept money.
But still have the ma'isa kinyan. Yeah.
Ma'isa does, but at the end of the day, you can't shove money down a person's throat. He has a right to reject. So basically, my nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ketzos. At the end of the day, it works. At the end of the day, that's not matzah. So works from the Torah, according to the Torah. So who cares? The Rambam's for it. The Ketzos is for it. What's the difference? So could we potentially construct an nafkamina between the two? How would we even begin to think of an nafkamina between the two? We have to find a case that the Rambam's formula is going to fail us. That Zochin is going to fail us on technical grounds. And once we identify that formula, once we identify that scenario, then we'll have to run a test case and see. If Das Ches Machnasso still works, that's a proof against the Rambam. If Das Ches Machnasso fails us, then that's a proof the Rambam is right. So we need the case. I need a case. I'm still looking for a case.
Can the katan give a gift?
Oh, well, the katan doesn't have to give the gift. He has to receive the gift, remember? Because we're giving to the katan.
But can he give it? Would it be not
he wouldn't be able to give a gift.
He
wouldn't.
Right.
According to anybody, he couldn't, because he can't be the Das Mocher. So he for sure can't give the gift, at least in the Torah, for sure. So do we have
it? Any?
So he wouldn't be able to give a gift?
What?
According to the Ketzos, he couldn't give a gift. There's no.
But you need Das Mocher. If you don't have Das Mocher, then you have Gezeila. Katan's a lot bar das. So, yeah, I'm still looking for a case. I want a very, very unique kind of a kona here who's not going to be subject to the rules of Zochin. I'm looking for that mysterious kona who's not going to be. Zochin's not going to help him. Who does Zochin not work for, if I say? Who's absolutely out of the parish of Zochin? We learned part of it in the Malfam base. We didn't finish the Zochin part. A guy. There's no Zochin for a guy. That's a Gemara Feirish. Of course there's no Zochin for a guy. If I want to give a gift to John,
and I say, Reuven, pick up this this animal for John, it's the bottom of the table. It doesn't work with the Torah, it doesn't work with the Rabban, it must be fair, it must be the Zechil, the Goy Bechlam. The Parish of Shlich is in Zechil, those are the Schatch of the Klai, so they want the Schatch of the Goy. So, I want to give a gift to a non-Jew right now. I want to transform him to a non-Jew right now. And the non-Jew is not shayach to receive this gift. You know why? He's a katan. Even if he's a gol, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't even speak my language. He doesn't understand anything. I want to give him a gift. And we're going to give him a gift through the vehicle, through the mechanism of Das Chesmach. So, is that acceptable or not? So what's it depend on? If you hold...
Sure.
It should work, why not? You don't need Das Kana. Dini Mahonis are fundamentally the same with Jews and Goyim. Mechir and Mechamenka, they're pretty much the same. But, according to the Rambam, that the only way to explain when Das Chesmach is to go down the route of Zochin, Zochin falls short for a non-Jew. So everybody say, who would ever, when would this ever come up? I want to give a gift to a non-Jew, he doesn't know what's going on. It comes up every Erev Pesach. The following scenario, okay, takes place in shuls across the country. Usually takes place, you know, the rabbi's office, the following meeting is going on, alright? The rabbi's sitting down, there's a non-Jew sitting across the desk, and the rabbi's saying, I have a representative of $5 million worth of leavened products. I want to transfer that all to you, and you're going to give me a down payment of a couple of dollars, the rest will be payable in 8 days from now, and I'm renting properties to you, and I'm selling you this, and I'm selling you that. And the non-Jew is sitting across the table, and there's a really good chance that he's not paying attention. He may not even understand what you're talking about, and he just knows one thing. He knows that at the end of the day, the rabbi gives him the bottle of schnapps, gives him a couple of dollars, Shalom Maestro. So, is that okay? Is that a Mechiras Chametz? Tap the non-Jew on the shoulder, you know, late in the afternoon, I say, do you know you just bought $8 million worth of Chametz? I said, come on. So comes the Ketzoris and quotes, there was some Acharonim who threw into question the very institution of Mechiras Chametz, Mechiras Bechor Behemoth Torah. They said, unless the non-Jew knows exactly, really truly understands, the whole thing fails. So Frederick says, why? Why does it fail? Why did the Achronim Chepper, he quotes the early Achronim Chepper to all the Mechiras Chametzes? He said, the non-Jew doesn't know what's going on, the whole thing is Dvar Mitzvah, the whole thing is a big joke. So Frederick says, but you have Das Chesmach also. And he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, he quotes the Sugyas in Rav Basra, and he quotes the Rashba, and he quotes the Taitzvah, says, Das Chesmach also works, what's the problem? Says the Ketzoris, it must be those Acharonim who disqualified Alam Mechiras Chametz, because an Andrew doesn't know what's flying. It must be those Acharonim must have held like who? Like the Rambam. If the Rambam sheet is the only way to justify in a wildest dream, that says Machlis was based on Zochin, Zochin falls short when the recipient is an Andrew. Says the Ketzoris, Abra, according to me, who would explain to you against the Rambam, explain to you that Das Chesmach itself has nothing to do with Zochin, it's based on the non-requirement, the non-starter of Das Kinyan. As long as you have Das Kinyan, you're home free. So that's according to me, this trick of Das Chesmach itself works for non-Jew also. Non-Jew doesn't have to understand a thing. As long as he goes through the motions, he goes through the, you know, handshakes, and he takes the chalipins, and he signs his name and everything, even though he doesn't know what just hit him, he was just a lucky recipient of $10 million of chametz without even knowing it. Das Chesmach, so works even for non-Jews. I think the minute of was acting says, most people don't test the non-Jew too much. So this is one of the reasons why some Rabbanim prefer to use a non-Jew who really understands what's going on. That's one of the big hidurim that we have in Mr. Brown. So John Brown, he understands business an awful lot better than myself, or probably all the other Rabbanim in the room put together. So when he signs on a contract that he's buying $10 million with chametz, he knows exactly what he's getting himself into. And that's one of the reasons why Rabbi Wilk is mahad to use him, is we want to get out of this question that the Tzais raises, this potential pickbook in Mechiras Chametz, that the guy doesn't really understand what's going on, and maybe Das Chesmach was not finished. So everybody say this is all the introduction, it's all to get back to Maseches Kedushin. We have to get back to Maseches Kedushin now, and let's get back to what our original, how we got the sugya started. The Gemara said, we don't really need the Gemara to do this. I don't want to be mocked, you don't need the Gemara. But we do need the Gemara to have this. Second, so hang in there. So the Gemara said, because you stopped on days of an Aleph, The amazing amount. Ish kata, I'm sorry, ish zeicha v'yein katan zeicha. Can someone explain to just what the words mean? What are we talking about here? Ish zeicha v'lo katan zeicha. The pasuk is in the parasha of Parshas Bo, the parasha of Achedish, parasha of Korin Pesach. It's describing somebody going out and purchasing a Korban Pesach on behalf of who? On behalf of himself, on behalf of who else? All the Bnei Chabur. All the Bnei Chabur after it's called Nimnir on Korban Pesach. Pesach Alecha Al Menuyim. Well, it's from Sukkot. Ish Tapi Ochla Tachayis Ola Seh. That in order to eat from a Korban Pesach, there's a Din Derais, you have to be Bnei Menuyim. You have to sign up for it. You have to buy a share in the Korban Pesach. You can't pop into the Seder and say, I want to eat Korban Pesach. That's why, that's what they say in Halach Ma'anya. Say, Kol the Tzrich Yesev Yechol, Kol the Chvin Yesev Yechol, Kol the Tzrich Yesev Yevsach. Not so poshut. That anyone, you can invite people, stop by the Seder to come join you, Yesev Yevsach, you can eat Korban Pesach. You can't eat Korban Pesach unless you signed up beforehand. So you have to figure out why that Aramaic is a little bit misleading. Yesev Yevsach means that Mamash can join you for the Korban Pesach? Unlikely. There's a din derais, you have to be Amenuyim. So the Torah says in Parshas Bo, V'yichu lahem ish celebes ava celebes. So I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to go to the farm, I'm going to go buy a Korban Pesach on behalf of everybody. So comes the Torah and says, no, not so simple. Ish zoiche, v'lo akotan zoiche. A katan can't do that. That's not going to work for a katan. A katan cannot be the person to go and buy the Korban Pesach. Why not? Why can't the Korban be the one to buy the Korban Pesach? So those who have in the Mamakomis and said, heaven is Amachas in the days, this time I think it did come through. So said, heaven is Amachas, those who want to look at the Gemaras. So Tosas develops a big, big problem about this Gemara, about our Gemara. It's in the middle lines. It's the first, the second of the middle sized lines. Second line, the Hada Amar. So Tosas just developed the whole Yisoy. There's a principle of Dachas Makno. So I'm not sure if the Sanhedrin is there. Is Sanhedrin there?
I don't
have it. Oh yeah, over there. I think I have another one. Second line here. Hadi Amar, second of the middle lines. So Tosa just developed all you said of Daskas, Maknoso, and the truth of the Gemara that works in the Torah. And now Tosa gets stuck. So Hadi Amar, Bereish, Pragbeis, the Kedushin, Ish Zoycha, Vien Katan Zoycha. What's Tosa's catching? Tosa just ran into a brick wall. They just developed the principle of Daskas, Maknoso, and now they say it's against that Gemara. How's it against that Gemara? What's the case? The ish is going to the store and buying an animal. So the Torah says, oh, you got to be an ish to do that. If you're a katan, you can't do that. Why not? He's what? What's he doing? He's going to the store and buying it from a regular farmer. That's das chasmat. Why can't the katan be the one to do that? If Tosis is right, the das chasmat works with the Torah, what does Kedushim and Bezim and Aleph mean? Every case of buying a Korban Pesach, by definition, I'm going to the store and buying an animal. So the Moichah is the Das Ches Machno. So why can't the Katan do it? That's Tosis Kash. So it took us an hour and a half, first half hour this year, to appreciate this one line of Tosis in it. What in the world does Agamar mean? Ish Zoich mean Katan Zoich. Every case is built in. There's a Das Ches Machno. Says Tosis, we misunderstood the case. This has just radically changed the whole case. What does it mean? It does not mean I'm going to the store to buy a carbon paste, to buy a sheep for my group of 30 people. It means I own the sheep already. I'm collecting bits. I'm selling part of my sheep to people. I put up a big sign. Sheep available for Korban Pesach, $5 a head. So people come and sign up. But med debar mamurim, I can do that if I'm a what? If I'm a god, if I'm an ish. But if I myself have a katan, I'm going to sell a share of my sheep to the other people. I can't do that. You know why? Why can't I do that? Because what can a katan not do? Min haTorah? He can't be machna min haTorah. He can't give over to somebody else min haTorah. So Tosa just changed the case. We're learning Pashas Bo, we're trying to kite it over. What does the words mean? You get the Pashas Bo, English translation, the official article translation, what is this ish doing? What is the ish doing that the Kotel is not qualified to do? So Tosas thought that the ish is going to the farmer and buying an animal. So Tosas said, in case the Kotel could do that also. So Tosas changed the case and said, the ish is not buying the animal, the ish is selling the animal. So it's great halachically. Conceptually, it's a Gevalik Eteretz. What's the difficulty with this Tosas? That's what it sounds like. What does it mean to lokech? What does it mean to be a lokech? We have to check. Lokech means to take, not to give. The yichulahem is, it's almost like the nafsu is celebrates. A very, very difficult Tosas. But you see what's bothering Tosas? Tosas had to change the Pasuk in Chumash. They had to change the beer, the pshat, the Pasuk in Chumash, because they have three Gemaras. Let's say, the Taskas Machas was their Aisa. Then Tosas realized that this is a very, very difficult Eretz. Think of a different Eretz. Inami. She'ein zeich ala achirim ko'amar. What the Pasuk means is as follows. I'm going to the store, I'm going to the farm to go buy a Korban Pesach. Says Tosas, if I was going for myself to buy a Korban Pesach, you know what the deal would be? It would be okay. Tosas Makas, so we kick it. But what am I doing? I'm going to buy the Korban Pesach for who? For the whole group. So I want to invoke the principle of Das Ches Matnoso, not to be kind of for myself. I want to use Das Ches Matnoso to be kind of for Yen and for somebody else. So remember, we spoke about this last week. That was Machlokes Amoraim. The Masech has Gittin. One opinion, the Gemara said you can do that. And the other opinion said, no way, you can't do that. You can be Zecha for yourself, Mitteraisa, based on Das Ches Matnoso. You can't be Zecha for Yen and for somebody else. It says, tells us that's what Yichulam Ishtanabesav and Ishmael Kotan means. So, according to both Beurim and Taisvis, we have a big problem. We don't understand what is Pshat Taich, what's Pshat in this din, Ishmael Kotan, in light of the fact that Das Ches Machnas works in the Torah. So, tells us two ways out. One way out is to say, he's not really buying, he's selling. Difficulty in textually, in terms of the words of Yichu. The Yish Leimar, he's buying for Yen for somebody else, which for sure is not going to work in the Torah. So we can breathe a little bit of a sigh.
Why can't you say according to the beer, the way the Rambam understood it as that it's a zochen shel brot mishel lebefanav, so the machne in such a case is zoche it for the other people in the cat, and everyone has dust. They know that this guy's just he's going there just to grab the animal.
No, but the problem is, but who did the maizkinya? Right, you can have zochen on the dust, not on the mais. So Tosfos in our sugya is also bothered with this kasha, a similar kasha. Andaf min beizim and alaf. Yeah, can't open the Gemara. Andaf min beizim and alaf. But look at Tosfos, the way Tosfos presents the kasha. Min beizim and alaf. It's a little Tosfos, second Tosfos on the page. Min beizim and alaf. If zeicha v'yen katan zeicha. Frek Tosfos in kedusha, min beizim and alaf. V'yem taimar. V'lama likra. V'kaimu in the ein yad l'katan. Tells the Estikasha, what do I need a pasuk for? It's so obvious, after all, a katan doesn't have a yad. Is that the same kasha as tells the Estikasha? It's diametrically opposed kasha. Tells the Estikasha, it's not true. The katan can be zoicha. Stas ches maknoso. What tells the Estikasha in Kedushim and Bezim and Aleph? Tells the same. It's so obvious he can't be zoicha. What do I need a pasuk for? It's like I'm in a different kasha. What happened to Daskas Magnuson? How come those didn't have Daskas Magnuson? So the answer is, Rabbi, so believe it or not, they're not every day in Taisa's health, Daskas Magnuson. There are different Taisa's in different places in Shas. Taisa's in Sanhedrin quoted one day in the Daskas Magnuson, and the Eidish Lam another day, there's no such thing. I, all the Gemaras, every Gemara under the sun that said Daskas, there's no Gemara that says Daskas Magnuson. Taisa's used it as a way to explain the way Sedet and Samachas, there's another answer. They use it as a way to explain the way Sukkot and Vav, there's another answer. Every Gemara that Taisa showed you, which is a proof positive Daskas Magnuson, the other Rishon never heard of such a thing. Rashi never heard of it, Minat Torah. So the Chaur, the Tosafot Kedushin, didn't even say boot, didn't even say the words, didn't even formulate the question about revolving around Daskas Machnasam. So Tosus was asking a legamri different question. Tosus said that it was accepting the validity of Daskas Machnasam and Torah, and then asking, in chain, why doesn't it work by Kerman Pesach? Can I give to Tirutz? Here Tosus is asking from a totally different vantage point. They're asking, wait a second, how in the world can the custom be Zach and anything in a Torah? It's a Milsa Pshit, what I need a Pesach for. So this is the Tosus' answer. Tosus says, you're right. Really, Tapa, it's a good kash. The kash is better than Tirutz. So it says, Yesh Lema. So they got the Pesach, it's Tirutz. I would have made a whole story to tell you that a katan can acquire things, not really in all of Dinim Amnis, but Pesach is different. The Salkadaitach, Hoyel the Shayach Bachilis Psachim, since after all, a katan eats Kavan Pesach. Selevay Sova Selevayas, the little children, the 5-year-olds, they bring to the mikveh, that's why they eat Kavan Pesach. So Kavan Pesach speaks to a katan. And, says Tosis, V'tzorech Limanas Allah. And the katan has to be included. He can't just come to the Pesach, say to all of a sudden, Baruch Habu. He has to be part of the Chabura. He's got to be counted. He's got to be part of the group. The Chsiv celebrates the katan. So since the din is that a katan eats Kavan Pesach, and the katan has to be counted, I would have thought, Eimaf Lecherim Zocha. I would have thought, Ken Zayin Kavan Pesach is the exception to the rule. And a katan can do things that he never ever could have done in Kol Torah Kula. So guess what? You're wrong. Kamash Blon, that's not true. Ish Zoycha being caught in Zoycha. So this Taisus is Kemerchach Mizach and Naira from the Taisus and Hedrin. Taisus and Hedrin started off with the assumption, hey, wait a second. Why can't the Kata be Zoycha? Why can't the Kata be Zoycha? After all, there's Daskas Machna. So Taisus had explained why there's no Daskas Machna. So here Taisus didn't mention Daskas Machna. So Pasha says they weren't even Geiri, such a concept in a Dura. There has to be a different Kash to God. We need a possible table with Pshita. And the Kamash Kulon is, you're right, Kabbis, I would have thought it's different. So the different Kasha, different Teretz, different minds. But I want you to understand this thesis for a moment. The thesis says, I would have made a very, very strong argument, a very strong case to say that a Katan is really Shaykh to Pesach. He's really, really connected to Karim Pesach. He's super duper linked to Karim Pesach to such an extent. An unbelievable extent is linked to Karim Pesach. What makes him so linked to Karim Pesach? That he eats Karim Pesach and he has to be Minamanuim. I'll tell you a secret. The fact that a katan eats Karim Pesach, that is true. The fact that he happens to be min amenuim is a machlokes ben gemara. And it could be that we didn't even paskin like that. The gemara quotes another opinion that says that a katan doesn't have to be min amenuim. That he's allowed to eat Karim Pesach without being min amenuim. So this Tosis is, I don't want to say it's going overboard, going a little bit too much, but Tosis is really trying to say, the Bruchim is really trying to convince you that the katan is really, really, really part of Karim Pesach, and therefore the regular rules of chishuv break down. And they go a little bit overboard because it's not even sure that's right. That the Kohen has to be Nimna.
Sorry, what does that mean when you say he's really part of Pesach? How is it different than other mitzvahs at all?
So I would have thought that Dini Mominus, so Kohen doesn't really shaykh us Dini Mominus. Here, the Torah goes out of its way, celibate, sova celibate, to see that children are treated like adults in Kohen Pesach. So let us say that children and adults are all the same. So just as they're the same vis-a-vis Achilles Kohen Pesach, I would thought they're the same vis-a-vis being Zoyche, on Pesach, I'm going to make such a tzah, for half a minute it's good enough.
So,
a cut
on this is a matzah moral. Is there a chinuch to give it to him?
Well, that's what al chinuch. There is a mitzvah chinuch, but when it comes to Karim Pesach, the Torah itself speaks about it. Celebe sova celebayis. The Torah speaks about feeding all the children in Karim Pesach. So, in a sense, it's almost more significant than chinuch.
Does the child have to be part of the
chabura? Well, that's what Tosfos is saying. No.
No.
Tosfos is saying
no. He doesn't have to be part of the chabura. Does he have part of the family of the
chabur,
or it could be strange?
No, it could be strange also. Celebrate yourself as a love to your family. You want to make a chabur of strangers, it's also okay. That's also all right. So again, so Tosus is presenting that the child is so part of the Pesach that even has to count in the chabura. And we're saying that the other days in the Gemara, they say the Pharisee doesn't have to be. So just for a moment, just to fine tune this Nikudu. This din that Tosus is addressing, and others disagree with, and it could be, it's quite possible that we paskin that a katan does not have to be part of the chabura. There's a big problem the Rishonim brings. If I would go ahead and eat Karim Pesach shalom and amenuim, if I'm not part of the chabura, that would be a mamshin nesedir aisa. Eating shalom and amenuim is also in the Torah. How could it be, putting aside Torah's women, how could it be that there are opinions in the Gemara, and probably we paskin that way, that a katan doesn't have to be in a chabura? When I feed the katan, meat of the Karim Pesach is not Menach Habura, what am I doing? I'm feeding him what? Food that's treif. food that's also. If a gadol would try to eat that meat, that would be a nisah deraisa. So when the katan goes ahead and eats that meat, that's also a nisah deraisa. So how could the Gemara say, Selah is lav deraisa? Yeah, the katan does have to move in a chavur. Don't worry about it. They can eat even shalom and the katan can show up at 10 o'clock at night, he pops into the Seder, you can give him a piece of meat. Why can't you give him a piece of meat? Why is that any different? Give him chazer. So this is not my cash, this is Tosis and the Ram's cash. Shadow of this cash. This is already beyond the scope of Absolute right now. I'm just going back to the current Pesach part. Almost Pesach.
Well, first of all, the Easter Sunday, Gavra, on the eating of the current Pesach, not on the Pesach itself.
Okay, but Chaz is also on the Gavra. If I give Chaz to a kid...
It seems that the Chaz itself is
the Gavra. Okay. So let's see if we could fine tune this a little bit. So there are two critical answers that are given to this Kasha. Each one is a whole world in itself. We'll just try to quickly get reference. There's a Taitz of Maseches Pesachim that says a startling thing. Taitz of Pesachim says that you know why you're allowed to give it the child to eat it? Because we want to be mechanech the child to eat Korban Pesach. The Torah wants the child to eat Korban Pesach. Celebrate Shabbat and celebrate. The Rabban Shalom, much more than Matzah. Matzah is the Rabbanah, the Chinuch is the Rabbanah. Korban Pesach, the Torah Kedosh itself addresses the fact when every single child, man, woman, and child, represented, when Arenev is Kedin, Anelech, Betzaneh, everyone's eating Korban Pesach. And that's a very, very important Chinuch lesson. Now again, is the child Chayev in Mitzvah? It's under Bar Mitzvah, under Bas Mitzvah. It's not really Chayev, it's not really Chayev to eat it. But the Torah wants that to happen. Taitz says, it's that, Din of Chinuch, that's almost Doichad Yisr of eating Shalom and Abluya. Shocking Tosis. What's Pshat? So apparently Tosis understood, why is it that I can't feed Chazer to a child? What kind of halach is that? So there's a big machlokes about that. What's the nature of this? Everyone agrees it's also, I can't feed Chazer to a child. Not a child. Not, even if it's not my child. I can't feed Chazer to any child. There's a big question. Is that like a chinuch oriented din? Because if I feed him chaza now, next thing you know, he's going to eat it when he gets older. Is that almost like a poor chinuch? It's like a derisive thing of poor chinuch? What do I do with chinuch? Even if I knew Nebuch Baruch HaKadosh, the child's never going to make it to my mitzvah. It would still be us. You know why? Because it's just a bad thing for someone who's Kaddish, but this is your feeding chaza. He's not a bar oinshin, he's not going to be responsible for it, he's a bar das, all that. But at the end of the day, it's a davar isser. And Jews and chaza are not supposed to mix together. So what's the nature of this Isser? If not for the Chiddush HaTorah that I can't give Ketanim Treifus, if Mungu learns that from Psukim and Yivam Kufidah, I'm not allowed to feed Ketanim Treifus. If not for the Chiddush HaTorah, what is that? What's the problem? He's under Bar Mitzvah. It's like giving a Goy. So the answer is no, it's not like giving a Goy. It's not for giving a Goy for one of two reasons. Either because he's going to become Chayav Mitzvahs later, so this is like poor Chinuch, or it's nothing to do with being poor Chinuch. It's just intrinsically problematic. Because a Jew is not supposed to be in Chazer. But Chayav Mitzvah is not Chayav Mitzvah. So Tosus is using chinuch to solve a problem of chinuch. If you hold that the isser of giving children tray for food is a chinuch-oriented halacha, then I can understand what Tosus is saying. Then it's a trade-off in terms of chinuch. We so want the child to eat Korban Pesach that we're willing to forego that aspect of chinuch to enhance the chinuch of Korban Pesach. If you tell me that the isser of feeding tray for stiktanim has nothing to do with chinuch, it's an intrinsic issue that a katan cannot mix. Even a katan can't do averus. He's not a mechuyav b'dav in the sense of our ancient, but if Issa speaks to him, how in the world does chinuch justify doing an avera? Chinuch can only justify doing an avera if the nature of the avera itself is a poor chinuch type of an avera. So that Tosis is an eye opener. But it's not the only answer to this question. The Ran Maseches Nedarim gives a gamut of different terms. The Ran says, the Isra of eating Shalom and Aminuyim. What kind of Isra is that? It's a law of the Torah. Not only Shalom and Aminuyim. Says the Ran, the Isra of eating Shalom and Aminuyim is a bittul of the mitzvah of being in Aminuyim. The Torah wants you to be Ish Tafi Ochle Tachaisel Vaseh. Ish Tafi Ochle Tachaisel. Everybody's supposed to be signed up. It's supposed to be part of the group. That's the mitzvah sechila. Mitzvah, the Bishna says in Ezim Kormsi every morning, the Pesach and Amnecha El Lemenuyev. Part of the mitzvah is Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach Tliyesh. There's a mitzvah to eat a Matzah Mam Yechluv. There's a mitzvah to eat it before Chatzoris the Kohen itself, or the whole attic went on. There are mitzvahs that go up, the mitzvah in the Kohen Pesach. Not just the hefker, you eat whatever you want. That's what we've done, a very, very specific tzura. So one of the details that govern the Achilles Kohen Pesach is to be min amelim. Zok the Rad, the Isser Shalom Ben Amelim is not an independent Isser. The Isser Shalom Ben Amelim is because we want you to do the mitzvah essay, the Torah throws at you an Isser as well. So it reformulates the mitzvahs min amnuyin as a lavos. But it's all rooted in the mitzvahs min amnuyin. Therefore, says the Rambam, bottom line, is the katan mechuyav to be min amnuyin? You can't even talk about mechuyav to be min amnuyin. Why? Because he's not even chayav in Korban Pesach. You can only talk about being chayav to be min amnuyin if it's for the person that's chayav in Korban Pesach. So since the mitzvah being min amnuyin doesn't even speak to the katan, there's no isser. I'm not feeding treif to the kotzen. There's nothing osir about being a shlom ben amnuyim, but being osir about being a shlom ben amnuyim is the bitl of being amnuyim, which doesn't apply to the kotzen. So that moshul of the Ram can now be extended to bits a little bit closer to home. There's a big, big, big deal in the Acharonim. We spoke about this a few times over the years. The big deal in the Acharonim, how do you feed a child on Yom Kippur? 5-year-old kid, how do you feed on Yom Kippur? I'm feeding treif to the child. I'm feeding treif. It's not kosher food. It's not with the food. How can I feed a child in Yom Kippur? So the Bechassidim throws his hands up and says, you know what? The only justification to feed a child in Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says you're allowed. Until he reaches a certain age. What's the justification? Pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. That's true. Pikuach nefesh. And what if it's 5 o'clock after the kid's been eating non-stop all day, and now he runs in the middle of the right beginning of the Eva, and he says, I have to have my 16th lollipop in the last hour. Who's Pikuach Nefesh for? You, him, your wife, who's Pikuach Nefesh for? The guy sitting next to him, truly, he's going to kill you. Well, what's the Pikuach Nefesh? So according to the Chassidim, he can't give him the lollipop. So the oilam is not lachim. What's Pshah? So the Chvarim Kof from the Zichron Yosef, or the earlier Chvarim, says that the Isra of eating Yom Kippur is an Isser because there's a mitzvah to fast in Yom Kippur. The Torah says, it starts out as a mitzvah. There's a positive mitzvah, and the middle of the Torah stops with a lo sasei also. It's not like chazer. Chazer is a lo sasei. It's a lo sasei standing on its own 2 feet. Here, the whole issue of eating Yom Kippur is because by eating Yom Kippur, we mevatel the day supposed to be. The day of Yom Kippur is supposed to be a day of inui. The Torah says, v'nis mezav shosechem. The Torah doesn't even say explicitly a lav. The Torah says, v'nis mezav shosechem. Then it says, if you don't Ma'ani yisab yichayev karis. The Gemara learns that. Hold the Rasha, it means there's a lot. Yichayev machos also. But Shul Shabbat just talks about the essay. Because Yom Kippur is fundamentally a positive day. It's a mitzvah essay. Therefore, the Zichron Yosef says, push comes to shove. Is the katan chayev in the mitzvah essay? No, because it's under the age of our mitzvah. So he's not chayev in the mitzvah essay. So you can't start and say, oh, but it's Yifidium treif. Whenever you have a los essay, that is simply an extension of a mitzvah essay. It starts out with a mitzvah essay. And everything else is emanating from the mitzvah essay. The buck stops here. The cotton doesn't have the essay. The male does nothing else. Moshe Mada Vadam is the Beis Yosef writes that we all know you're allowed to give your kid to eat before Kiddush. Kid wants a lollipop. Kid drinks the grape juice in shul somewhere. You're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. Gemara Pesachim. It's in Nisagom. It's a Derabon. Drink before Kiddush. According to most Rishonim, the Isra of feeding kids trade was even Yishon Derabon. Not allowed to feed a kid Bishalachim. You're not allowed to give your kid a chicken and cheese sandwich. How come I'm allowed to feed him before Kiddush? So the Beis Yosef says, because there's nothing awesome about drinking before Kiddush. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. Part of the mitzvah of Kiddush is that should be the beginning of the week. You shouldn't sit down and have a whole meal and then make Kiddush at 2 o'clock in the morning. So a bit of the mitzvah of Kiddush is if you start eating before Kiddush. But it's not an Isser. It's not a lav. It's not like Bishalachim, like it is there above him. So in Melu, the child is not technically chayiv in Kiddush. Mikra, the chinuch, is not really chayiv in Kiddush. So Melu, the Yisra doesn't speak to him. So this theme that you have to always ask yourself, are we dealing with something which is intrinsically usher, or are we dealing with something which is only usher because it happens to be coming to accompany a certain mitzvah essay? This will make all the difference in the world. Whether the child is chayiv or pata from that Yisra. So on the level of the Araisa, the Ran developed this Yisra, vis-a-vis Korban Pesach. So Kokpanim, that idea that Taisus threw at him and made him an alif, the cut is ben amenuyim, is highly questionable. So getting back to that story, the bottom line is, Agamar says, ish zoich v'lo cut and zoich. So we have two different themes in the Valley of Taisus, two different sets, especially in Sanhedrin, how to understand this drasha. One place in Sanhedrin, Tosafot said that the drasha is wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong because it's daschas machlasel. So that forced us to give an our explanation what daschas machlasel is or is not. Two different view of Rambam, Tosafot, and Torah. Nafkaminis from Mechivus Chametz. Once we understood what it was, then we appreciated Tosafot's kash in Sanhedrin. It took us an hour to understand the one line. There's less time to read the Tosafot than to understand the kash. Tosafot presented the kash. What happened? Daschas machlasel. Tosafot explained either you are buying from the Katan, or the Katan is trying to be Zerch on behalf of other people as well, and that for sure, even in Daschas Machlasel world. And Tosafot Kedushin is the Gamre different Teretz. It's so posh that Tosafot Kedushin has been mentioned Daschas Machlasel. They're going to be Iklos, the other Tosafot, they've never even born into that idea. They're asking the Gamre a different Kasha. Ein lo Yad the Katan. It's a Svar Pshuta. So Tosafot says, you're right, I would have thought Pesach is different because yes, I'm Shachas the Pesach. What's a Shachas the Pesach? He eats Pesach and even has to be Nimnola Pesach. So we stopped Tosafot in the tracks and said, not so simply has to be Nimnola Pesach. Other Gemara suit to say, not that way. Other Rishonim explain why not. There's himself and Iran, different reasons why he doesn't have to be Nimnola. But Tosafot, almost strengthened the Mahalach by throwing in that piece of information that was, although it was a little bit of a controversial piece of information. Okay. Stop me up and let's show next week. We'll,